Welcome to Casting in the Clouds, the podcast where we talk all things fishing, gear, spots, tips, and, you know, the stuff that makes it all worth it. I'm Carson, your host and lifelong hardcore fishing addict.
And I'm Kara, your curious co-host who's still learning the ropes. Today, we're headed way up to talk about mountain fishing. If you ever wondered what it's like to cast a line in a remote, serene mountain lake, this episode's for you.
That's right, Kara. The mountain fishing is a whole different vibe compared to your typical river or lake fishing. You've got the crisp air, the stunning views, and let's be honest, some of the best tasting trout you ever catch.
But it's not all picturesque landscape, right? Mountain fishing comes with its challenges too.
Oh, absolutely. We'll dive into those, but first let me ask you, Kara, have you ever been mountain fishing before?
I haven't, but I'm dying to. I love hiking, have done some lake fishing, and combining the two sounds like the perfect weekend.
It really is. There's something magical about hiking up to the remote spot, casting your line, and just being surrounded by nature. No motors, no crowds, just you, the fish, and the mountains.
Okay, so for a total novice like me, what exactly should we know before we head out?
Good question. First, let's talk gear. You're going to want super lightweight equipment since you've probably going to be hiking a fair amount. A collapsible fishing rod is a lifesaver, and don't neglect the goods. Polarized sunglasses, they're a game changer for spotting fish in those crystal clear waters.
Oh, good tip. I always thought those sunglasses were just cool looking.
They help with that too, but seriously, that glare off the water can be intense up there.
Okay, got my gear. Now, about finding the right spot.
That's where a bit of research comes in. A lot of mountain lakes and streams are stocked with trout, but some are wild fisheries. Check local fishing reports or apps to find promising locations. And pro tip, the farther you're willing to hike, the better the fishing usually gets.
Oh, let me guess. Most people stick to the easy access spots.
Right, but those who press further often reap the reward, untouched waters, and bigger fish.
Ha! Bigger fish. Well, speaking of fish, what is the best bait or lure to use in the mountains?
Trout would be the major species of attraction of mountain lakes. They're opportunist feeders, so no one cannot go wrong with the small spinners, spooners, or even live bait such as worms. Fly fishing is super popular up there too.
It does, but I want to learn.
It is an art, if anything, but once mastered, the returns are amazing.
Okay, Carson, now about the challenges. What do people need to prepare for?
Well, for starters, the weather. Mountains do as they please. It can get sunny and then stormy within minutes. Always pack in layers with a rain jacket.
Makes sense. An altitude?
Yeah, that's another big one. You're going to feel it if you're not used to the higher elevation, shortness of breath, fatigue. Stay hydrated, take your time, and don't push yourself too hard.
Got it. And what about wildlife? Anything on that?
For sure. Pay attention to your surroundings at all times, depending on the area you go to. Bears and other wildlife could be an issue. Take bear spray along if suggested. You're in the house, so don't intrude to disrupt them.
Carson, you're really making me both excited and terrified all at the same time.
Ah, that's mountain fishing, my friend. Each time it's different.
All right, before we go, what's one memory you've had mountain fishing?
Oh, that's easy. A couple years ago, I went on a hike to this hidden lake at sunrise. I was the only one there and within minutes hooked this monster rainbow trout. The water was so crystal clear, I could see him fighting under the surface just like something out of a dream.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
It really was, and that's the beauty of mountain fishing. It's not just about catching fish, it's about the experience.
I love that. Well, I'm officially convinced to give it a try. Thanks for sharing all your tips, Carson.
Anytime. For our listeners, if you have mountain fishing stories or questions, send them our way, and we'd love to feature them in our future episode.
Thanks for tuning in to Casting in the Clouds. And remember, the best catches are always out there waiting for you. See you next time.